जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
We have seen Srishti Nam Brahma Rupe Satchidananda Vastuni Abdhau Penadivat Sarva Nam Rupa Prasarana. In verse number 14, the author says, Srishti Nam Brahma Rupe Satchidananda Vastuni. All Nam and Rup are superimposition on the Vastu. For all forms, there must be some substance. Like for the all ornament, the substance is gold. So what is the substance of all forms and name in the world? It is said Vastuni, Satchidananda Vastuni. Satchidananda Vastu himself has taken different forms, and to those different forms we have given different names. It should be very clear who has taken form. What is that substance? Satchit Ananda Vastuni. Satchit Ananda is the Vastu. It is the permanent Vastu. Basati iti Vastu, which stays permanently, is called Vastu. So that Vastu, that Satchit Ananda has taken different forms, and to each form we have given one name. Example, Abdhau Phenanidivat. Abdhau, in ocean, we see different types of waves, large, small, bubble, then froth. What are all those? Everything is oceanic water, nothing else. So whatever you see in the world, whatever you touch, whatever you taste, whatever you hear, whatever you smell, what is that? Satchidananda. अंतर्दृग दृश्य भेद भेदम बहिश्च ब्रह्म सर्गयो आवृणती अपराशक्ति या संसारस्य कारणम। वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन द माया शक्ति हैज गॉट टू पावर्स, वन इज द विक्षेप शक्ति, अनदर इज द आवरण शक्ति। तो फर्स्ट विक्षेप शक्ति वाज एक्सप्लेन, व्हाट डिड विक्षेप शक्ति डू, स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम द लिंग शरीर टू ब्रह्मांड इट क्रिएटेड, द होल क्रिएशन इज बाई द विक्षेप शक्ति, प्रोजेक्टिंग पावर। एंड हु हैज कवर्ड, नाउ द आवरण शक्ति इज बींग टेकन। अंतर दृग दृश्यो भेदम, अंत इनसाइड, इनसाइड इज द्रष्टा, अल्टीमेट सीयर। हु इज द अल्टीमेट सीयर, साक्षी। दृगेव न तु दृश्यते, यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू सी दैट। एंड अंतर दृग दृश्य, दृश्य बॉडी, दृग एंड दृश्य, होल सीन इज ऑल्सो दृश्य। अंतर दृग दृश्यो भेद, एंड बहिश्च ब्रह्म सर्गयो, एंड आउटसाइड, आउटसाइड इज ब्रह्मन एंड द क्रिएशन। सर्ग मीन्स क्रिएशन, वॉट इज दैट क्रिएशन, ऑलरेडी एक्सप्लेन। हु इज दैट, सच्चिदानंद हैज टेकन डिफरेंट फॉर्म्स, ब्रह्मन हैज टेकन डिफरेंट फॉर्म। सो द भेद, द डिफरेंस बिटवीन ब्रह्मन एंड द क्रिएशन, आउटसाइड एंड इनसाइड, दृष्टा एंड दृश्य भेद, बोथ आर कवर्ड बाई होम, आवृणोति अपराशक्ति, इट इज कवर्ड, आवृणोति इज वेल्ड, एंड दैट पावर हियर इट इज अपराशक्ति। अपराशक्ति मीन्स भेलिंग पावर, अपराशक्ति सा संसार से कारणम, एंड दैट इज द कॉज ऑफ द संसार। नाउ वी सी एवरीथिंग संसरित इति संसार, इट्स एवरीथिंग इज मूविंग चेंजिंग पेरिशिंग। वी आर नॉट एबल टू सी द ब्रह्मन द सबस्ट्रेटम आउटसाइड, we are seeing the vikriti, only the changing, modified things we are seeing. And inside, we are not able to see the drashta, ultimate drashta. Now, who is this individual jiva, how this jiva has come? So that is said in verse number 16.
In the first line, shakshina purato bhanam, not bhati.
Bhati is misprint, correct it, it is bhanam.
Sakshinav purato bhanam,
Sakshinav purato bhanam,
lingam dehena sayutam,
lingam dehena sayutam,
chitichhaya samaveshat,
चितिच्छाया समावेशात्,
जीवस्याद्व्यवहारिकः,
जीवस्याद्व्यवहारिकः,
साक्षिणः पुरतो भानम्, लिंगं देहेन संयुतं, चितिच्छाया समावेशात्, जीवस्याद्व्यवहारिकः।
जीव स्यात व्यवहारिकात्, दैट इज कॉल्ड इम्पेरिकल जीव। हु इज दिस इम्पेरिकल जीव, द डिफिनीशन इज गिवन हियर, साक्षिण पुरतो भानम, साक्षिण साक्षी। हु इज दिस साक्षी, इज द प्योर सेल्फ, प्योर कॉन्शसनेस। साक्षिण पुरतो, पुरतो मीन्स इनक्लोज प्रॉक्सिमिटी, भानम इट साइंस। So there is one Sakshi with all of us, number one. And that is very close to Linga Dehena Sanyutam. So first thing is we have got Sakshi, pure consciousness. Then we have got the Linga Deha. What is Linga Deha? Subtle body. Subtle body which constitutes of 17 items. But here it is said as Ahankar and Antakaran only we have taken here. But this represents all 17 items. So we have got a subtle body. Where is this subtle body housed? It is in a gross body. So we have got one Sakshi, pure consciousness. Number two, we have got subtle body. and that subtle body is housed in gross body. And what is this gross body? Panjikrit panchamahabhutaikritam satkarma janyam bhogayatanam with six modifications. This is gross body. And the subtle body? Apanjikrit panchamahabhutaikritam satkarma janyam bhoga sadhanam, not ayatanam. Ayatanam is gross body. Bhoga sadhanam is the subtle body. And it constitutes of 17 items. What are those 17 items? Mana and buddhi. Antakaran means 4. 17 items there. So far what have we seen? Sakshi, pure consciousness. Number 2, subtle body. Number 3, number 4. When Sakshi is in the proximity of subtle body, what will happen? There will be a reflection of consciousness, automatic, sahaja tadatma. When the water is there, sun is there, the reflection will happen. Similarly, when there is Sakshi and there is a subtle body, that in that subtle body, the reflection will be sahaj. You cannot break this identification. That will happen. So there are 4 things now. First is Sakshi, pure consciousness. Second is subtle body. Number 3, gross body. And 4, reflection of consciousness. So this GB plus SB plus consciousness plus reflection of consciousness is equal to G. This is the definition. So now if you want to impress others with Jiva, then you can say, I am a subtle body accompanied by reflection of consciousness, identified with gross body in the presence of pure consciousness. This is Jiva. You can impress people now. Do you know the definition of Jeev? This is the definition of Jeev.
And you can confuse also people.
You can write down if you want. I am subtle body accompanied by reflected consciousness, identified with gross body in the presence of consciousness. In the presence of pure consciousness. This is Jiva. 4 things. So what happens in Vyavahar? Vyavaharika. In Vyavahar what happens? There is Ahar and Vihar. 2 things are there. There is perception and response. So we perceive everything by 5 organs of perception and then respond with the organs of action. So vyavahar means what? Ahar and vyavahar. So ahar does not mean only eating. We are perceiving by all 5 jnanendriya. So this is, everything is ahar and vihar. How we will decide that if jiva is good or bad? It depends on your ahar and vihar. If your ahar and vihar is not good, then you will become rajasic and tamasic. If you take rajasic food, tamasic food, reaction will be rajasic and tamasic. If you take sattvic food, then what will happen? Ahar. When the mind is sattvic, then only the knowledge will happen. We call that state daivika, divine quality. That is why in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord has said to Arjuna, Nitya Sattvastha Bhava. You always try to remain in Sattva, Sattvagun, not Rajogun and Tamogun. Try to improve yourself and stay there as long as possible. Why? In that quality only, Bindati Hiya Jivastu Daivika, Upadesar says that if you want to get realization, you have to have those Daivik state. And how you get this Daivik state? In Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, Devi Guns are coming. There you will find it is clearly stated, if you have got this Devi Gun, you will get moksha. If you don't have this Gun, you will not get moksha. If you have got Asuri Gun, they will give you the details, list of Asuri Gun also. If you are having the Asuri Gun, then it will be binding continuously. So what we have to do? We have to leave those Asuri Gun. We have to cultivate Devi Gun. Cultivating Devi Gun means to make mind peaceful. All guns, ultimate result is to make your mind peaceful. Satyam Bada, if we say, speak truth only, that means what? If you remember only one truth, what actually has happened, your mind is never agitated. But if you tell four type of lies to four people, you have to remember kisko kya bola. So all these qualities ultimately you will find there are many qualities stated. All qualities lead to one thing, peace of mind. So how should be our ahar and vihar? Gita gives us guideline. Yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta sapna bodhasya, yogo bhavati dukkha. If you take yukta ahara, what is yukta ahara? Kitna khaye?
Moderation.
How much? It is said in Shastra that you will, Bhagavatam, you will find that half of the stomach should be filled with the solid, one-fourth with the water, and another one-fourth for air circulation. And what we do when go to the party? No water, no air circulation. Yukta ahara. So what will happen? Immediately after that you go and sleep. Yukta viharasya, your responses should also be controlled. In both ways, you save energy. Suppose you are fasting 16-hour TV. Is it yukta ahar? No, it is not yukta ahar. Similarly, doctors are better. Suppose somebody is walking continuously 16 hours, 14 hours, so he will say, no, don't do that. That is not yukta. It's not good for your health. Marathon runner, they practice so many miles every day. So that is not good for your health. Why you are doing? Only for one medal. So how long you will be there? In the world news they will show you have given, awarded a medal. Hardly 2 minutes on that pedestal. After that, khatam. Yukta ahara, yukta viharasya. Analyze our own personality. What is our personality today? Karta bhokta. Is it not so? We are only karta and bhokta. And this karta bhokta is jeev, and this jeev is going from different birth to birth. He is dehantargami. Deha antargami. Deha, another deha, another deha, another body, another body, another body. He is not shastra nugami. He is not following shastra. He is following his own rules and regulations. And what is that he is following? without studying Bhagavad Gita, we are following anarthakari parampara. What is this anarthakari parampara? I have said many times.
Ignorance, desire, action.
This is going on. And we don't know how to break this circle. So that is called, it is called anarthakari parampara. It is continuously coming from life after life. Why it is anarthakari? You are not breaking if you are taking, going from one body to another body. So this jiva is going dehantar. He is not following Shastra Anugami. He is not following the Shastra. Jivati iti jiv. Continuously sansaran. Continuously. We don't feel that we are eternal, not moving. Do you have this feeling? You always have a feeling that I am changing. I am moving. But that Atman is neither changing, not moving. But we don't have this feeling that I am Atman, I am that Brahman. So how to get liberated? Next verse.
Asya jivatvam aropat.
Asya jivatvam aropat.
Kshakshinyapyavabhasate.
Kshakshinyapyavabhasate.
Avritotu vinashtayam.
Avritotu vinashtayam.
Bhede bhate payati tat. Bhede bhate payati tat. Asya jivatvam aropat. Kshakshinyapyavabhasate. Avrito tu vinashtayam. Bhede bhate payati tat.
Asya jivatvam. This jivud. Aropat, due to superimposition, where sakshini, in sakshi, api abhasate, it appears. So what we have done? We have superimposed jivatvam on sakshi. Who is sakshi? Pure consciousness. On that pure consciousness, we have superimposed jivatvam. Jivatvam means what? Finitude. I am this jeev. I am limited, finite, in time, in space. On sakshi. Who is sakshi? Who is infinite in time and space. So on that sakshi, pure consciousness, we have superimposed. Abhrutau tu vinashtayam. If you remove this abhriti, if you remove this ignorance, if you remove this veiling, what is this veiling? That I am jiva. This is our ignorance. If this is removed, bhede bhate apyatitat, then what will happen? Bheda, difference. Difference between what? Between the drig and drishya. Drig and drishya. Bhate, it will become clear. Apyati, apyati means the finitude, which I am taking, I am finite, this will be over. And we will consider ourselves infinite, Brahman. I am that Atman, and that Atman is Brahman. Guruji writes very elaborately, we should first ask the question, who is bound? First question is, who is bound? How many things are there with us? Four things we have seen, na? Jiva means four. Now, let us, according to our BMI chart, how many things are there? Three.
Two.
Atma, anatma, khatam. Only two. Anatma is matter and atma is sentient. Who wants liberation? Guruji gives very good example. In prison, there is a guard and there is a convict also. Both are in the prison premises. Who wants liberation? Who wants mukti from the prison? The convict, not the prison guard. But both of them are there. Now think, we have got only two things. One is Atma, is ever liberated, like the prison guard, he doesn't want liberation. And Anatma is the inert matter, never knows that it is bound. It does not have got the knowledge factor. What is inert? Definition we have seen earlier. Inert means not that which is moving or not moving, which has got the knowledge aspect. Fan is moving, but the fan is inert. It doesn't have the knowledge aspect. Ant is moving, but it has got the knowledge aspect. Himalaya is so big, but Himalaya is inert. It doesn't know its own existence and existence of others also. So knowledge factor is required. So who is bound? Atma is not bound. Anatma is also not bound. It doesn't know anything. Whether it is bound or liberated, it doesn't know. Then who is bound? Jeev hai. There is only two things. Where is Jeeva? There is no Jeeva. In Sat Darshan, Ramon Maharshi says, Atma and Anatma both have got different and opposite nature. Is it not so? That is eternal, and these things are all perishable. There is no modification there. There is all modifications here. Raman Maharshi says, Deho na janati. This deha na janati. It does not know anything. Deho na janati. Sato na janma. Satchidananda. No janma, no birth. What will happen if you say, now uska janma hota hai? What will happen if you say, no, this also is born? What will happen if it is born? Jatasya dhruva mrityu. One, anything which is born has to die. Tab to hamara chetan marne wala ho jayega. So, no janma sato na janma. Deha pramano na udeti madhye. But in between two, a size of the body, something of the size of the body comes. How? Like there is a sun and water is there. There comes the reflection of water. Then water evaporates and it covers sun. The source is covered. Similarly, what has happened inside? When the pure consciousness, Sakshi, is there, subtle body is there, immediately there is a sahaj tadatma, is a simple identification. And by that identification, what has happened? Raman Maharshi says, these things are born. Ahankriti. Ahankriti means ahankar. Aham karta iti ahankar. Ahankriti. Ahankar is born. Then granthi. Granthi, a knot. What is this granthi? Hridaya granthi. Hridaya granthi is avidya kam karma. Ignorance, action. Ignorance, desire and action. This is hridaya granthi. Then bandhan. A bandhan, bondage has come. What is this bondage? That I am finite. I was infinite, I become finite. Bandha. Sukshma sarira. Sukshma sarira has come. These are all come because of this identification. Cheta, Cheta means mind. And Bhava, Jivanama. This is Jiva. So these two things, there are only two things. There is no Jiva, but when the identification is there, immediately a form of the size of body comes as ego. So ego has come. So with this identification, that Sakshi has become Jiva. Jiva is none other than Sakshi. Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, Kshetrajna Chapi Mam Vidhi. There are only two things. One is the Kshetra, another is the Kshetrajna. Field and the knower of field. What is field? The inert things are all field. And the knower of field is the sentient. We all say, who is the knower of everything? We say, I am the knower, Kshetrajna. The Lord said, Kshetrajna Chapi Mam Vidhi. When you call that you are Kshetrajna, no. Chapi Mam Vidhi, know that I am there. I am that Jiva. So Jiva is not there only, Lord is there. Very good. But we are thinking we are Jiva, we are trying to improve ourselves. Another beautiful example given by Guruji. A woman is standing before a mirror and she considers that reflection is me. And she tries to improve or beautify her. Suppose that mirror is convex or concave. What will happen? Guruji says, no amount of makeup and facelift can help her gain her beauty. Can she gain beauty? No. The moment she comes to know that she is not the reflected thing inside the mirror, beauty is there. So we also have to know that we are not the Jiva, we are that consciousness. A realized person always knows that I am that consciousness, I am Satchidananda and I am not this body. But when Astabhakra went into the court of Janaka, what happened? Astabhakra means, Asta means eight, Bakra means bend. Eight bends. When he went into the court, because Janak wanted to know, what was his question, do you know? He said, in dream I saw that I am become a beggar. But in the waking state I am king. Which one is real, tell me. Nobody was able to say anything. Astabhakra came, realized person, he said, I will tell you. Who are you? When he came into the court, all ministers started laughing. And then this Astabhakra says, oh Janak, I thought in your court all the people will be wise people, but they are all cobblers, ordinary cobblers. He's telling to the ministers. Why? Because they have seen only my body. They have seen only my bends. And they have started laughing. Because Astabhakra knew he is not body. He is different from body. There are only two things. If I am not body, then who am I? I am that Atman. And he said, neither you are beggar nor you are Raja. Both of them are false. How will you prove that Raja is also false? When you come to know that in dream you were beggar, when you come to realize, when you wake up, then you realize the whole dream was false. When will you realize that this Jagrat Avastha, the waking state, is also false? When you wake up to the fourth state, Turiya state, then? And Guruji writes, on inquiry for whom is the bondage, the jeevhood ends. This jeevhood is nothing but Maya, and Maya can never stand inquiry. The moment you start inquiring, who is this jeeva? It's not there. And we have already seen the story of Mani Mama, you remember? Story of Mani Mama? No? In Upadeshan, I told you the story of Mani Mama. Oh, they didn't attend? Okay. Bridegroom party and bride party, they all assembled in one place for the marriage to be solemnized between boy and girl. And as you know, Mama is a very important person in marriage. Mama post side is a very important person. So one person, his name we have given Mani Mama. He goes to the bride side. The bride side thinks he's the mama of boy. And he says, kya kya intajam kiya batao? What is the menu and all that? Oh, you have not done this thing. Palak paneer nahi kiya? You should do this thing, this thing, this thing. Aapka ladka ko this diya. And then the same Mani Mama comes to bridegroom side. They think he is coming from the bride side. So what you have given, how many jewelry, how many sets you are giving to bride? Bahut kamti hai. You should get diamond set, this set, that set. Dono aadmi pareshan. So bola, achha theek hai, let the sadi be complete first. Let the marriage be complete, then we find out Mama ji. Marriage was solemnized. Now the both families are sitting together, started talking. Then they said, your Mama ji said this, this, we did this, this thing. They said, your Mama ji said this, this thing, we did this, this thing. Hello, who is this Mama ji? Find out. Mama ji gone. Mani Mama is no more there. So similarly, if you try to find out this jiva, it's not there. Only you have to inquire. The jiva does not remain to say he is liberated, since he never did exist. It was always Brahman. The bondage was imaginary, so also the notion of liberation. The self is ever free. For example, another beautiful example by Guruji. Only Guruji can give such example. A person has swallowed a needle. He thinks he has swallowed a needle and he is having some pain. Goes to the doctor and says that this has happened. I have swallowed a needle and it is inside my stomach. You have to take it out. The doctor did all whatever his X-ray, CT scan, and then everything was done. No needle. He was honest. He said there is no needle. But this patient won't believe. He went to another doctor. Second opinion. Another doctor says, he was smart. Yes, he said, you are right. There is needle. These reports are all wrong. I will do some surgery. I will take it out. Gave him anesthesia. Then kept one needle in the glass. This needle has come out. From now he said, yes. So only we have to see. When the Maya is destroyed, then Jivatvai is gone. What will happen after that is in the verse number 18. We'll see another one verse.
Tatha sarga brahmanoscha.
Tatha sarga brahmanoscha.
Bhedamavritya tishthati.
Bhedamavritya tishthati.
Ya shaktis tadvashad brahma. या शक्तिस्तद्वशाद् ब्रह्म विकृतत्वेन भासते विकृतत्वेन भासते तथा सर्गब्रह्मणोश्च भेदमावृत्य तिष्ठति या शक्तिस्तद्वशाद् ब्रह्म विकृतत्वेन भासते
The veiling power covers the truth of the world. तथा सर्ग ब्रह्मणोश्च भेदम आवृत्य तिष्ठति तथा इन द सेम वे मीन्स यथा यथा मीन्स हाउ इनसाइड व्हाट वाज इनसाइड कवरिंग दृग दृश्य भेद वाज कवर्ड बाय द आवृत्ति ऑफ द वेलिंग पावर बाय द अपराशक्ति इट वाज कवर्ड तथा सर्ग ब्रह्मणोश्च सर्ग मीन्स क्रिएशन ब्रह्मन आउटसाइड व्हाट इज देयर There is a Brahman, the substance, and that substance has taken different forms, and that forms, each form has got a name. What we are seeing now, we are seeing only form and the name. We are not able to see the substance. So, distinction between Sarga and Brahmanosya Bhedam, Abhritya Tishtati, it covers the distinction. Ya Saktis, तद्वशात् ब्रह्म विकृतेत्व न भासते एंड बाय दैट वेलिंग पावर नाउ व्हाट वी आर एबल टू सी वी आर सीइंग ओनली द नाम रूप एंड व्हाट इज दैट नाम रूप इज चेंजिंग एंड पेरिशेबल एंड वी सी द ब्यूटी ऑफ द नेचर वी सो इज ब्यूटीफुल नेचर वी आर सीइंग ब्रह्मन ओनली बट इट इज नॉट प्योर ब्रह्मन बिकॉज वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन दैट व्हाट एवर वी आर सीइंग टचिंग टेस्टिंग इज नथिंग बट Brahman. How do you prove that? Gold ornaments, if you touch, taste, smell, you are touching gold. Because the substance is gold. Similarly, what is this sarga creation? Sachidananda Vastuni has taken different forms and it has got different names. So if I am touching anything of the world, whom I am touching? I am touching, smelling, tasting Brahman only. But now what we are seeing? Only the Namru. Vikritetvana, modifying. I am seeing the only modifications only, not the substance. This is the Shakti of Avaran. This Avaran is of two types. First is Asatta Padak Avaran and another is Abhana Padak आवरण असत्ता पादक मीन्स सत्ता सत्ता मीन्स ब्रह्मन असत्ता पादकम आई एम नॉट सीइंग ब्रह्मन एट ऑल ब्रह्मन इज दैट आई ऑल्सो डोंट बिलीव बिकॉज आई डोंट सी द सबस्ट्रेटम ब्रह्मन इट इज नॉट एक्सेप्टेड ब्रह्मन इज देयर सत्ता पादक आवरण हाउ विल दिस गो अवे श्रवण सेकेंड आवरण इज अभाना पादक ब्रह्मन इज आई एक्सेप्ट But I am not able to experience it. Abhana padak, bhanam. Bhanam is not happening. I am not able to experience it. How will that go away? Manan and nididhyasan. Shravan, manan, nididhyasan. Where will you get the shravan? No? You have to come to satsang. You will not get in any university. In Ramayana, तुलसीदास जी से बिनु सत्संग न हरि कथा ते ही बिनु मोहन भाग बिनु सत्संग यू विल नेवर कम टू नो हरि यू विल नेवर कम टू नो ब्रह्मन यू विल नेवर कम टू नो द आत्मन एंड अगेन तुलसीदास जी से बिनु सत्संग विवेक न होई राम कृपा बिनु सुलभ न सोई बिनु सत्संग विवेक न होई व्हाट इज विवेक डिस्क्रिमिनेशन बिटवीन नित्य एंड अनित्य बिनु सत्संग विवेक न हुई विदाउट सत्संग यू विल नेवर कम टू नो दैट यू हैव टू डिस्टिंग्विश बिटवीन नित्य एंड अनित्य होल लाइफ वी वेर डूइंग द विवेक बट दोज विवेक वेर अनित्य एंड अनित्य बिनु सत्संग विवेक न हुई और राम कृपा बिनु सुलभ न सोई सत्संग इज नॉट अवेलेबल विदाउट द ग्रेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड इफ सत्संग इज अवेलेबल नो इट फॉर श्योर द ग्रेस इज देयर यहाँ शक्ति तद बसात ब्रह्म विट्टी तत्वेन भासते. ड्यू टू इस इन्फ्लुएंस रियलिटी अपीयर्स एज दो मॉडिफाइंग एंड चेंजिंग. ब्रह्मन इटसेल्फ हैज टेकन दिस रूप एंड इट अपीयर्स दैट द होल थिंग इज मॉडिफाइंग. विलिंग पावर इज वेरी एक्टिव. हाउ कैन आई सी somebody is seeing standing on the bank of the ocean and seeing the ocean is moving. He is not able to see the oceanic water. He says it's a big wave, small wave and all that. Another person standing, he is not seeing waves, he is seeing the oceanic water. A third person says, no, let the waves die down, then I will be able to see. Similarly in the Brahman, let me sit in the meditation, let all vrittis die down, then I will be able to see Brahman. But the realized person, vikritatvena bhasate, he sees everywhere this modifying vikriti, that also is Brahman itself. He is a realized person, vikritatvena bhasate. So who am I? I am also the body with body, body changing, vikritatvena bhasate. Here the body is changing and outside the name and form, whole creation is changing, modifying. I am able to see myself, this bhed will also go, the outside bhed will also go. How will that happen? We will see it in our next
पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति. हरि ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम्.